We are up to Simon Reish Lamet Aleph, and we will be doing that. Imiyev shelo lilmod b'loshena tzarayim yishan. If it is not possible for a person to learn without taking a nap by day, he should sleep. Haga ukshenayer mishna so ein tzarach levarach alakai neshama. The nusach of alakai neshama was made on the minhag olam of getting up in the morning. One doesn't have to say alakai neshama when they get up from a nap. V'yashomim sheyikra kodem sheyishan v'hinoam. Some say that the right thing to do is when you go to sleep by day to say v'hinoam in yoshev b'seser mipnei hamazikin. But the minig is not to, the Mishnah Berurah says. So he brings a lavush. Ubilvat says the Mechaber shlo yarechba, you should not have a long nap by day. Sha'osur lishin bayom yosur mishenas asus shushitin nishmi. A person should not sleep more than a horse sleeps, which is shitin nishmi. The Mishnah Berurah elsewhere mentions a shita of a half hour. Vav bezeh hamat, and even that little bit of sleeping that he does, lote kavanoso lanos gufo, a person's kavana is not for the hanos haguf, ella lahachsi gufo lavodas Hashem yizbarach, to give himself strength so that he'll be able to do mitzvahs to serve Hashem. Vechein b'chol mashiena ba'olam hazeh. Similarly, every kind of hanah that everybody has in this world, lo yichaven lahanoso, his kavana should not be for physical pleasure, ella lavodas habore yizbarach, for the sake of serving Hashem. Kidiksiv b'chol drochecho de'ehu, in everything you do, know Hashem. V'amru chachamim, and Chazal taught us, kol ma'asecho yiyu l'shem shamayim, everything you do should be l'shem shamayim. Sha'afilu dvarim shol reshus, kagon achila v'ashtiyah v'alicha v'yeshiva v'akima, v'atashmish v'asicha, v'chol tzorchi gufcha. All of these physical needs, yukulam la'avodas baracha, they should all be in service of Hashem, or ledavar hagorim la'avodoso, or something that will enable you to do avodah. Afilu hayotzom evaroyev, even though you're thirsty or hungry, im ochel v'shoso la'anoso einem meshubach. If you're stam doing this for your drinking or eating stam for your own hana, that's not meshubach. El yiskaven sheyocho v'yishtek kafi chayuso. His kavana should be that I need this to survive in order la'avod is boro. V'chein afilu leishay besod yisharim v'lamod b'makom tzadikim v'leilech batzas t'midim imasol anas atzmo ulashlim gufo v'savoso eino meshubach elam keinosol l'shem shamayim. The right thing to do is to do it l'shem shamayim dafka. V'chein b'shchiva, when a person's resting ain't sarach loma shebizman sheyochal lasik b'torva mitzvus lo yizgara b'sheina la'oneg. It's certain that when a person is davening or learning, doing mitzvahs, he shouldn't go and opt for sleep instead. Eli yiskaven losses shein ali einav. When he does go to sleep, he should have kavana to give his eyes sleep, or gufo menucha, the rest of his body rest, l'tzorach habriyas, for the sake of health, shlo titarev dato b'tora machmas gufo, machmas benias hashena. That in order that you not that you not find yourself unable to really focus with yishuv hadas, that's why you want to make sure that you're rested. V'chein betashmish afilu ba'ona amura b'torah. The same with relations, even when there's a mitzvah ona midaraisa imasa lahashlim tavoso ola lahanos gufa or reza maguna. If at the time the kavana is for his own pleasure, then that is considered maguna. That is considered something looked down at. Even for the sake of having children to serve him, v'malu makomo, and they should fill his place. Eino meshubach. Eli yiskaven shilo bonim lavodas baro. A person should have kavana that he should have children who will serve Hashem. O sheyiskaven l'kayim mitzvus ona kodem aparei achovo, or fulfilling his obligation to his wife. V'chein besicha, when you speak, afilu l'saper b'divrei chochma. Even when you speak divrei chokhmah, tzor shetia kavanoso lavodas haboro habore oledavra amevi lavodaso. Klola sheldavra. Chayiv odom losum eina velibo al drachav. A person has a responsibility to be on top of his behavior. Velishko kol masa b'mozne sichlo, and he should measure all of his maisim in the scales of his seichel. Uksharoa dov esherolde avodas habore yisparach yaseu. If there's something that brings one to avodah, he should do it. V'mlav lo yaseh. Umisha noakein ovid es boro tamid. Someone who does this is serving Hashem all the time. Shabur brings that there are some who have a minig, anshe maisa, that anytime they eat something, they say beforehand, I am eating so that I should be healthy in order to serve Hashem. Mishnah Berurah talks about parnasa. He says that the purpose of parnasa is to support a family so that you should not be in a matzav of a nisayin of gezel, or to be able to give more tzedakah, or to be able to hire people and give them parnasa, which is a greater mitzvah of v'chzakta bo. In the Bir Halachi here, he brings the Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel, discussing the inyan of what's better, for somebody to work and be kovei itim la Torah, or for someone to learn full time and then be supported. And he comes out saying that if a person really wants that Torah should be miskayim, he finds that in order to put in the kind of time whereby his learning is, he'll really be matzliach in his learning, he cannot work. So there, in such a case, he's better off taking support from the tzibur and continuing to grow in his learning, rather than not take money from the tzibur and remain somebody small. So that even though he says that the Rambam writes the right thing is for a person in the mefarnes himself, however, that was only where both of them are doable, for a person to be a real Talmud Chacham and also be also a parnasa. But for someone who will only really be able to grow in his learning and retain his learning if he's fully immersed in it, and not if he does anything else on the side, for him, that would be more important than not taking support from others.